the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development has released a report showing that corruption is pervasive and rampant. The OECD reports that heads of state were involved in 5% of the bribery cases. Government officials and state-owned enterprises were involved in 27% of the bribes, while 11% involved customs officials. And that was followed by health officials in 7% of the cases, with another 6% involving defense ministry executives. The Paris-based organization says bribes for public bids represented 57% of the 427 bribery cases they examined, and 3 out of 4 cases involved the use of intermediaries, such as agents or subsidiary companies, to insulate top corporate officers from visible involvement. Yet, in 12% of the cases studied, corporate CEOs were directly identified. Overall, bribes in these cases were the equivalent of 10.9% of the total value of the transactions involved. That, according to the report, represents in U.S. dollars $13.8 million for each. 4 sectors represented nearly 2/3 of the bribery cases. The largest number involved extractive industries such as oil, gas, and mining, which represented 19% of the total. That was followed by construction at 15%, with transportation and storage also at that same level. Another 10% of the cases involved information and communications deals. The OECD report covers bribery cases since February 1999, when the organization's anti-bribery convention was enacted. Currently, 41 nations are signatories. OECD Secretary General Angel Goria prefaced the report by saying that corruption and the perception of corruption erodes trust in governments, businesses, and markets. Covering corruption, Jeffrey Young, VOA News.